This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was safe after what the FBI said appeared to be an assassination attempt on Sunday while he was golfing on his course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Secret Service Representative Rafael Barros.
Former President Donald Trump is safe and unharmed following a protective incident shortly before 2 p.m. on Sunday at Trump International Golf Club at West Palm Beach. The U.S. Secret Service personnel opened fire on a gunman located near the property line.
The gunman then dropped his rifle, two backpacks, and other items and fled in a car. Sheriff's deputies in a neighboring county say they apprehended the suspect. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis on Sunday took credit for a non-lethal attack, a missile strike in central Israel, as the Israel-Hamas conflict continues to spread. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
A small fire burns brush near Modi'in in central Israel, the aftermath of a hypersonic ballistic missile launched by the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels in Yemen, more than 2,000 kilometers away. Houthi military spokesperson Brigadier General Yahya Sari.
The Israeli enemy should expect more strikes as we approach the first anniversary of the blessed October 7th operation.
Israel reported no fatalities or injuries in this weekend's missile strike, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed vengeance. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Heavy rains have caused severe flooding in Central Europe, affecting countries like Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. The death toll was rising on Sunday. The floods have claimed lives in Romania, Austria, and Poland. In the Czech Republic, four people were missing. This is VOA News. A Russian-guided bomb struck a multi-story apartment building on Sunday in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, triggering a fire and killing one person and injuring 42, officials said. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the latest attack underscored the need for Ukraine's Western partners to provide weapons and air defense systems and permission to use weaponry on targets deep inside Russia to save lives. Prosecutors in Kharkiv region in northeastern Ukraine said on Telegram the body of a 94-year-old woman had been recovered from the ninth floor of the building. Police were seen patrolling the French coast on Sunday after authorities said several migrants died overnight when their boat sank in an attempt to cross the English Channel. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao has more.
Jacques Vallon, prefect of the Pas-de-Calais region, said rescue crews were alerted that a boat with 59 people on board was in difficulty in waters off the coast. 51 people who were rescued were now in the care of emergency crews, he said. Vallon added that the deceased were men from Eritrea, Sudan, Syria, Egypt, Iran and Afghanistan. The tragedy follows the deaths of 12 people earlier this month when their boat capsized in the Channel on its way to Britain. The Channel is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes and currents are strong, which makes crossing on small boats dangerous.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. An American tech billionaire has returned to Earth after a historic spacewalk, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
SpaceX's Polaris Dawn capsule splashing down Sunday in the Gulf of Mexico near Florida's Dry Tortugas. Four crew members back, including tech billionaire Jared Isaacman, who radioed from the capsule.
We are mission complete.
Two SpaceX engineers and a former Air Force pilot also aboard. Isaacman pulling off the first private spacewalk while orbiting nearly higher than the International Space Station. The founder and CEO of Shift for Credit Card Processing shared the cost of the Polaris Dawn mission with SpaceX, but won't say how much he spent. However, some say walking in space is priceless. I'm Julie Walker.
Shanghai's airports on Sunday canceled hundreds of flights as they braced for impact from Typhoon Bibinka. The storm is due to make landfall in China in the early hours of Monday morning. The airport authorities said flights past 8 p.m. local time on Sunday were canceled at two airports in the city, affecting more than 600 flights. The city also announced it was suspending travel on some bridges while restricting that on other highways. Supermarkets and restaurants were shut down in a nearby city in preparation for the storm. I'm Joe Ramsey.